Welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church in Burlington, North Carolina, featuring expositional Bible teaching by Pastor Greg Barkman. If you'd like to correspond with the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201, or find us on the web at beaconbaptist.com. BeaconBaptist.com. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. Now, with today's message from God's Word, here is Greg Barkman.
We are moving, or have already moved, into Malachi chapter 3. And began examining verse 1 on the broadcast yesterday, and that's where we continue today. God is speaking through his prophet Malachi, but now Malachi drops almost into obscurity as God speaks in the first person singular rather than the third person as he had before, and urgently tells them about the coming messenger who is going to prepare for the coming of God himself, which obviously is a reference to the coming of Jesus Christ, the Messiah, and tells them that he is going to fulfill his promise of a Messiah to them in spite of their abominable rejection of God, their abominable dishonoring him, their abominable neglect of the messengers that he has sent to them. Nevertheless, God is going to send yet another messenger. In fact, two more messengers. And here's what we read in Malachi 3:1. Behold, I send my messenger, and he will prepare the way before me, and the Lord whom you seek will suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant, in whom you delight. Behold, he is coming, says the Lord of hosts. Do you see the reference to two different messengers in that text? I send my messenger, and he will prepare the way before me. That's messenger number one, the preparatory messenger. And the Lord whom you seek will suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant. That's messenger number two. So this is a startling announcement, a very, very important text about the coming Messiah. And we will continue studying on the broadcast today, which is Friday, December 13. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for helping us, for it does take the financial gifts of our radio listeners in order to keep this broadcast on this station. And I would urge you to consider a year-end gift for the Beacon Broadcast at this time. The preparatory messenger, behold, I send my messenger, and he will prepare the way before me. God is speaking, and now he reverts to the first person pronoun, I. I send my messenger. He is preparing the way before me. And this is clearly a reference to John the Baptist, the one who came to prepare the way for the Messiah. There can be no doubt. This language, he will prepare the way before me, is a clear reference to the words of Isaiah, chapter 40, verses 3, 4, and 5. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God, and so forth. This is talking about John the Baptist. And all four of the Gospels identify that prophecy that I just read out of Isaiah with John, that we call John the Baptist. Malachi 3:3, in those days John the Baptist came preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, for this is he who was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight. And you can check it out in Mark chapter 1, verse 3, and Luke chapter 3, verses 4 through 6, and in John chapter 1, verse 23. They all say the same thing. And Jesus quotes Malachi 3:1 and identifies him, identifies that with John in Matthew chapter 11, verse 10. And here it is, Matthew 11:10. And I'm searching for it. Here it is. For this is he of whom it is written, Behold, I send my messenger before your face who will prepare your way before me. And who is that? It's John. You have to back up here. Now it came to pass when Jesus finished commanding his 12 disciples that he departed from there to teach and to preach in their cities. And when John had heard in prison about the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples and said to him, Are you the coming one, or do we look for another? Jesus answered and said to them, the disciples of John, Go and tell John the things which you hear and see. The blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, the dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them, and blessed is he who is not offended because of me. And as they departed, Jesus began to say to the multitudes concerning John, What did you go into the wilderness to see? A reed shaken by the wind. But what did you go out to see? A man clothed in soft garments? Indeed, those who wear soft clothing are in king's houses. But what did you go out to see? A prophet. Yes, I say to you, and more than a prophet, for this is he of whom it is written, Behold, I send my messenger before your face. He will prepare your way before me. That's a quotation from Malachi 3:1. I just read it to you in Malachi. So you put all these together, and there can be no question that he's talking about John the Baptist. John the Baptist is the messenger who will come to prepare the way for the coming of God, the coming of Jehovah, the coming of the God who is speaking to Israel through his prophet Malachi. And when he comes, he is Jesus of Nazareth. He is Jesus the Christ. Nothing could be clearer. Behold, I read again Malachi 3:1, I send my messenger, and he will prepare the way before me. And the Lord whom you seek will suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant, in whom you delight. Behold, he is coming, says the Lord of hosts. And so there is first in this prophecy, in Malachi 3:1, a preparatory messenger. I send my messenger, and he will prepare the way before me, and that is John the Baptist. And then there is what I've called a culminating messenger, who is the messenger of the covenant. The Lord whom you seek will suddenly come, and he is the messenger of the covenant, even the messenger of the covenant in whom you delight. So this is a very clear prophecy about the coming of Christ and his coming being prepared by John the Baptist, the messenger of the covenant. One messenger to prepare the way, that's John. Another messenger to follow the preparation, that's Christ. But here in Malachi, it is the God who speaks to Malachi. How can you doubt the deity of Jesus Christ? How can you fail to equate Jesus Christ with Jehovah, Yahweh, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of the covenant, the God who spoke to his people through Malachi, the God who is coming after the way is prepared by the messenger, John the Baptist? That one, that God, comes, and he is born of a virgin, and his name is Jesus. The Lord whom you seek, which answers the question of chapter 2, verse 17, that dishonoring statement by Israel, when Malachi brought yet another indictment against them by God. You have wearied the Lord with your words, yet you say, In what way have we wearied him? In that you say, Everyone who does evil is good in the sight of the Lord, and he delights in them. Or, where is the God of justice? Answer, chapter 3, verse 1. Behold, I send my messenger, and he will prepare the way before me, and the Lord whom you seek, the Lord that you're the one that you're asking about, the one that you are asking, where is he? Where is the God of justice? The Lord whom you seek will suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant, in whom you delight. Behold, he is coming, says the Lord of hosts. So, this is an answer to their question, where is the God of justice? And the answer is, the God of justice is the Messiah that has been promised to you, the Messiah who will come as promised and when prepared for by John the Baptist. That one, that Messiah, will execute justice against evildoers. That Messiah will exalt his people. But be careful when you ask for the God of justice, you will find out that justice is really not what you want. They will get what they asked for, but not what they wanted. And so this messenger of the covenant, this culminating messenger, is in one sense anticipated, the Lord whom you seek, but is in another sense unanticipated, because we are told he will suddenly come. And the word indicates unexpectedly. Not that he will immediately come, but that he will suddenly come. He will unexpectedly come. Again, verse 1 of chapter 3. Behold, I send my messenger, and he will prepare the way before me, and the Lord whom you seek will suddenly come to his temple. Yes, the Messiah was expected. Come, thou long-expected Jesus, we sing. But God's Messiah was unexpected. He seems to come out of nowhere. In other words, he was not the kind of Messiah that they anticipated. He did not fulfill their expectations nor accomplish their desires. He was the promised Messiah. He is the fulfillment of their query, where is the God of justice? But when he comes, he will not be the kind of Messiah that they expected him to be. And as we know, most of the nation of Israel failed to receive him, and rather than being blessed by his coming, ended up being condemned by his coming. But those who responded in repentance and faith benefited greatly. He came to their blessing, he came to their salvation, but to most of the people of the nation of Israel, he came to their condemnation. Oh, dear friends, how easy it is to miss truth because of mistaken expectations. We all are in danger of that. That's not just a problem for Old Testament Israel. That's a problem for 21st century Americans. It's a problem for 21st century Christians. So easy to miss truth that God has given because we are clinging to mistaken expectations that are only partially built upon what God has revealed and fabricated in part out of our own thoughts, which are not God's thoughts. And we need to pray that God will show us truth, and we need to receive the truth that God gives, and we need to be willing to be corrected when the Word of God corrects the notions, the wrong notions that we have embraced. Until next week, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you his eternal peace.